Broadcasting from the shores of El Pacifico, Bill Hendrick.
I think the depression is widespread enough that it is an actual phenomenon.
As of this morning, the Los Angeles Police Department and the Los Angeles Fire Department...
The fact that you now appear here and are unwilling to speak to any detail...
He was President Obama's choice to head up the TSA, the Transportation Safety Administration.
You brought a loaded gun. Was your gun loaded today?
It's the world-famous Phil Hendry Show every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast, 4 a.m. on the East Coast, the news, talk, and entertainment show that takes you to the looking glass of not only today's issues and news, but of reality, to be perfectly honest with you. And how else should you look at the events of the day but by questioning your own sanity? That's what you start with. That's what we start with here on our program. An aftershock has terrified Haitians. It was a 6-something. Scott Brown is asked if he's going to run for president. Charlie Sheen's trying to get back together with his wife, who is in the hospital with something I'm familiar with, double pneumonia, this poor woman. And now he wants to have the court's permission so he can care for his wife, a woman that he held a knife to not too long ago, allegedly. Anyway, our number is 877-876-PHIL. And coming up this hour, we have Dr. Ron Tarner, who's going to talk to us about, as he calls it, a confluence of science and politics, to wit, the popularity of the film Avatar, and the seeming drifting to the right, if you will, or the more conservative viewpoints of the American populace these days, vis-a-vis the election of Scott Brown in Massachusetts. Are the American people really all that, shall we say, conservative, or are they all really all that moderate, or are they really just embracing the progressive agenda, but Massachusetts is an isolated thing? We're going to talk to Dr. Ron Tarner about that in just a moment. Our number is 877-876-PHIL. And of course, on our website, you can listen to the live streaming audio as well as watch the live streaming video at philhendryshow.com. That's philhendryshow.com. And also, we have an archive there of all kinds of shows, all kinds of things that we've done down through the years. Dr. Ron Tarner joining us on our newsmaker line from Mountain Meadow Observatory in Colorado. Dr. Tarner, thanks for being with us.
Very pleased to be on the program.
So you and I were discussing the film Avatar, and you came up with this. You didn't come up with it, but you were talking to me about a series of talks that you had given at Colorado State concerning the actual belief system of the American people. Are the American people really rejecting progressive politics? Are they like the election in Massachusetts?
Oh, yes. It was part of a more wide-ranging discussion of the movie Avatar. And if you've watched the film, as I have, I've seen the movie about a half a dozen to 6 to 10 times. In fact, I'm planning on going to see it again tonight. It's a great experience, and I think it's been belied by a lot of people. People say, well, if you go see Avatar, you're some sort of a dork or this kind of nonsense. Really, what Avatar, the movie Avatar, is about a resource, a precious resource that's on a planet, a very peace-loving planet, is being attacked by the planet Earth to get the resource. So there's this violent corporate / government entity and interest that is trying to steal a very precious resource from another planet. And we see the glaring comparisons, I think, to our own government.
But you were saying because of the popularity of the movie.
I was going to get to the popularity of this film, Phil. It has made over $1 billion worldwide. The American people have gone to see it in droves. People are talking about it in chat rooms. People are talking about it on the internet, in message boards, different blogs. People are in love with this movie, Avatar. And really, what is the theme of the film? The theme of the film is preserving the environment against corrupt corporate interests. Now, that's a progressive, and let me underline that word, that is a progressive viewpoint.
All right. Now, it was very interesting because you said to me, because people are going to see Avatar, you see the election of Scott Brown as fluky, right?
Well, did I use the word fluky?
Maybe you didn't use the word fluky, but you said, but it just doesn't add up. And, you know, we had Doug Danger on the air last night saying he didn't buy it either, but he was saying he didn't buy it because of all the Kennedy thing, you know.
Massachusetts has probably had about as much as it's going to be able to stand of of the Kennedy legacy. And I say that with all due respect. I was a great fan of President Kennedy and all of them. But I can well imagine that Massachusetts has had it up to here with Kennedy and with the we're a Democratic state sort of advertisement. But I will tell you that it, from my point of view, the movie Avatar, with its pro-progressive environmental agenda and message, being watched by millions and billions of people, tells me that the American people are very much on the side of the progressive agenda and are very much on the side of President Obama's attempts at cleaning up the environment, of becoming energy independent, of becoming less reliant on oil, and not scarring the landscape with strip mining and these other things. They're going to destroy the whole, it'll destroy the planet, and we'll leave the human race living in a semi-feudal, bunkered state. And so, if you ask me, are the American people becoming more conservative, I'm saying no, I think Massachusetts is.
All right, we're talking with Dr. Ron Tarner. He's actually a cosmologist, an astronomer from Mountain Meadow. You gave a series of talks at Colorado State. We're talking to Dr. Tarner here on the Phil Hendry Show about the election of Scott Brown. You see, I think a lot of people might say, well, look, Scott Brown is a... We're talking about government and money. You're talking about government and environment. And maybe those two things aren't the same thing.
Well, I don't know how they're not the same thing. For instance, it costs money. If Scott Brown represents the American people and what they want from government, then why are so many people going to see Avatar? Answer me that.
You want me to answer?
Yeah, no, go ahead, answer it.
They're going to go see Avatar because it's an entertaining movie.
Yeah, but they love the movie. They love the fact that the movie is about preserving the environment and the natural resources of a planet that's being attacked by the Earth and the corporations and these destructive entities that are ripping and tearing this planet to shreds and raping it, really. I mean, that's what we're talking about, is rape. And I think that what the American people and the people of the world are saying in the movie Avatar, they have found something to embrace. And when people leave that movie, if you've heard the recent stories, some of them are committing suicide.
And, well, I've heard people are depressed. I didn't hear about them committing suicide.
Well, I had information that, well, maybe they're depressed. I had information, I thought, that I heard that one man threw a rope over a tree. And it's a very sad story.
You're kidding.
But no, I'm not. I wish I was. But people are coming out of that film and saying, by God, there is hope. And then they look and they see that a Scott Brown got elected in Massachusetts. Or they see that the health care is not really going as well as it should. And they want to throw a rope over the branch of a tree.
And well, that you can't really draw that analogy. I mean, you can't say they walk out of Avatar and they see that Scott Brown got elected.
Well, there is no parallel. You can't say people love Avatar and they also voted for Scott Brown. That's impossible. That's impossible.
Why would that be impossible? I understand what you're saying.
Because the politics don't match.
No, I know, but I would well imagine we'd get people calling the show who would say that, I voted for Scott Brown, and I went and saw Avatar, and I like it.
Well, I would question the honesty of that statement. How could you like Avatar, which is a pro-environmental, pro-progressive agenda film, and at the same time vote for a guy like Scott Brown who wants to turn the money off? You should turn to Massachusetts for the political climate of this country. You should, in turn, I believe, Phil, at this time, look to Hollywood, really, to figure out how Americans are feeling, because Hollywood films are accurately reflecting our feelings and our values. Did anybody commit suicide because Scott Brown might not have won? No. But there's people that are throwing ropes, and I say throwing a rope over the branch of a tree, I don't know, literally, when they walk out of the movie. So
you're telling me something that is completely the opposite of what I've been hearing, that Hollywood accurately reflects the values and the feelings of the American people.
How do you argue with $1 billion worldwide?
How do you
argue with that? You don't argue with that. How do you argue with thousands and thousands of fans coming out of a film and feeling so good about preserving the environment, and then becoming almost suicidally depressed when they look around and see what it is they walked out into the middle of, a mall, the kind of muddied monstrosity that the Scott Browns of the world want to build.
Well, I gather that you are yourself progressive. Would you call yourself that?
I lead in the progressive issues. I do lead in a progressive way, yeah. It doesn't mean that I don't like Scott Brown. I'm just telling you, Massachusetts has got nothing to do with how the American people feel. If you want to know how the American people feel, you look at that movie Avatar and look at the planet, you know, and they want to save the planet. And that's what that was what I was telling the students in Colorado State.
All right, we have with us Dr. Ron Turner on the line, and we're talking tonight about not just Scott Brown's election there in Massachusetts, but the film Avatar, which, of course, has, as we said, has made over $1 billion worldwide and reflects a more progressive viewpoint, shall we say, on the environment. How can so many people love that movie and at the same time embrace the kind of politics that the Scott Browns of the world or the Tea Party people of the world, in other words, are the American people all that enamored of being conservative? Or are they more of a progressive people who just happen to, in Massachusetts, vote for Scott Brown? I don't know. Our number is 877-876-PHIL. We'll take some of your calls. We have Dr. Ron Turner coming back to talk more about this. The movie Avatar and its environmental theme, its anti-corporation theme, and its popularity worldwide and in America. Are Americans really far more progressive than some people think? 877-876-PHIL. We'll be back with Dr. Ron Turner in a moment of the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
Phil Henry.
World famous Phil Henry Show here, talking to Dr. Ron Turner. An interesting conversation this evening about the election of Scott Brown and the popularity of the film Avatar. And I can tell you, Doc, I didn't think that I'd ever have those two topics in the same quarter hour. You know what I'm saying?
Well, there's an old saying, Phil, that politics makes strange bedfellows, and it never could have been truer. I don't think when. You look at the immense popularity of a film that represents the progressive environmental agenda, making billions of dollars, and people think that the American people are moving or tending more toward fiscal conservatism. It could be further from the truth when you look at where the American people values are.
Well, you made the statement that Hollywood is more reflective of American values.
I don't think there's any question. I think for the longest time we've tried to avoid it. But the truth is, Hollywood accurately reflects American values. Why is it that so many movie stars and film producers and film directors are so wealthy? They make a lot of money. Why do they make a lot of money? Because the product that they produce in Hollywood sells to people. And why does it sell to them? Because people embrace the philosophy of Hollywood and the environmental agenda. So
as far as you're concerned, Massachusetts is isolated. This coming from a scientist. You're not really a political scientist.
Well, I'm not really a political scientist. I don't know what that means.
I mean, this is not really, you're not really into the political commentary.
Well, I think what I've presented to you this evening is as sound as anything that any pundit on television is going to talk to you about. That is that this man Brown may be a fiscal conservative, whatever it is. He represents Massachusetts, got nothing to do with the country. I'd love to see what Avatar did in Massachusetts.
And well, are you thinking that the film didn't do well?
I can't imagine Avatar doing well in Massachusetts at the same time they vote for this, this guy.
All right, 877-876-PHIL, talking with Dr. Ron Turner and Colorado this evening about the film Avatar, the values of that film, or at least the theme of that movie, a more progressive view for instance, toward the environment, the American people and the people of the world seem to love it. Are the American people really all that conservative? Kind of a wild topic. Here is Dave in Bloomington, Illinois. Dave, you're on with Dr. Ron Tarner and Phil Hendry.
I was just giving a call because I heard a ridiculous comment that says that Avatar is a reflection of the American people's values and that Hollywood reflects those. And I believe that that's a misguided concept. I believe that Hollywood tries to shape
this is Dr. Ron Tarner. How do you say that's misguided when the film has made $1 billion worldwide and is number three domestic all time?
Well, I believe that Phil said earlier that it's the entertainment value. So
that's the easy out. That's the easy out, the entertainment value. That film's theme is a progressive pro-environment theme.
And I would question the success of Schindler's List. Does that mean that the American people want to see the return of Nazi Germany?
No, they want to see Nazi Germany defeated. That's what that film's about. I guess you didn't see it, did you?
Wow. Yeah,
It's about the defeat
of Nazi Germany and the freedom of the Jewish people. So you got to get up pretty early in the morning to spin those tales. I looked at this very carefully, and we're looking at a film that is so popular, people are depressed when they walk out of the theater and they look at the garbage pit they live in, and I don't mean to say that every place is a garbage pit, but...
Well, they're depressed because the world is not like it is in the movie Avatar. Was that fair?
Yeah, that would be fair, yes.
Okay, Dave?
Well, I would...
All right, Dave can't hear us or whatever. Thank you very much, sir. 877-876-PHIL. Here is Ed. Ed, you're on the Phil Hendry Show with Dr. Ron Tarner. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. I beg to differ with the doctor as well. I'm in the military. I'm in the Massachusetts Guard, just like Mr. Brown is. All right, I voted for him. A lot of us, 95% of us, didn't even know he was part of the Guard. He chose not to throw that in the voters' face. I also watched Avatar twice, and I liked it very much. A lot of
you
us
like
people,
it, right?
You're misguided. A lot of people who vote conservative, we have a huge heart. We're very compassionate. I liked the movie because it was good versus evil. The good Marine beat out the bad Marine. Basically.
Right, and the good Marines were in favor of a progressive agenda on the environment and not destroying the resources. See, and you were in favor of that. So why would you vote for Scott Brown? I don't.
Well, first of all, Scott Brown.
Well, you don't know who
Go
Scott
ahead.
Brown. First of all, I think
well,
I know him better than you do, sir. All right.
Well, you said you didn't know where he was from.
He's a lawyer for JAG, and he represents a lot of us minorities in the military. Okay, he helps to keep us in the military when we're wrongfully accused. He is like a defense
What
attorney.
Is JAG? What is JAG?
JAG
I don't know
Judge,
what that is.
Judge Advocate General.
That's
he
a,
is
yeah,
the
military.
Lawyer. He is the Martha Coakley, but he's the defendant. He's the defendant Martha Coakley for the Massachusetts
Guard. Uh-huh, uh-huh. Okay.
All right.
Now,
and,
being a member of the Marines, you can see how the Marines were protecting the vital resources of the Avatar planet from the evil, corporation. Now, that's exactly what President Obama is trying to do.
That's exactly what President Obama is trying to do.
Yes.
Well,
that's what Scott Brown's trying to do, is it?
I don't disagree with. I didn't vote for the man, but I think the man has good intentions. He's our commander in chief. We do whatever he tells us.
Right.
We have to do.
So,
we follow orders without even asking questions. Because he's our
well, Jonathan, knowing that you liked Avatar and you liked the good Marines at Avatar, why would you vote for Scott Brown, who he wouldn't be on the side? He'd be on the side of the corporation trying to destroy the planet in Avatar.
I don't think he is, sir. He's just a common, regular guy, all right? And he's never, you know what? He has never lied to his electorate like Martha Coakley and the Democrats.
You don't think that Scott Brown... And you don't think Scott Brown would want to be on the side of the evil corporate forces trying to just... Scott Brown would be a bad guy trying to destroy the planet of Pandora, don't you think?
I think you're reading too much. He's more of an independent. He actually excoriated the business-as-usual Republican. And if you watch very closely, he appeared on Sean Hannity, a conservative guy show. He appeared very uncomfortable. He was super uncomfortable when talking to Sean Hannity and Bill O'Reilly. He felt out of place. He's an independent.
He
met Trump with an honor. The only reason he ran as a Republican is because Mitt Romney.
Hannity's in favor of the planet Pandora.
All right, look at Scott. Thank you very much, Jonathan, for your call. We'll be back with Professor Ron Tarner. I'm not sure what he's. All right, 877-876-PHIL as Dr. Tarner talks about how the film Avatar reflects progressive politics.
Phil Hendry.
Talking here with Dr. Ron Tarner from Mountain Meadow Observatory. So, Dr. Tarner, let me ask you a question here. Scott Brown, what is he? When you say that Avatar, the popularity of the movie Avatar, shows that the American people have a more progressive agenda, what do you think Scott Brown represents? You heard that last caller saying that he's not even comfortable being on the Hannity show.
Look, a conservative's claim, I heard that. I don't know I'm not familiar with the Hannity show. I guess he's a conservative, is that right?
What's that?
The Hannity show?
Yeah, Sean's a conservative.
Well, I don't know. I do know that we've had the conservative claim that the Scott Brown win in Massachusetts is indicative of a country that is no longer liberal, but Massachusetts is an anomaly. That's what I'm trying to tell you. I don't know how to do it. I mean, I could start crying. I've been trying for the last 40 minutes desperately to get you to understand that.
Hold on. I mean, I'm not having a hard time understanding. I'm trying to get you to explain it to the audience, you know.
I've been trying to explain it to the audience for the last 40 minutes. The conservatives in Massachusetts would have you believe that Scott Brown's win is indicative of a country that's no longer liberal. But I'm telling you, Massachusetts is a fluke because so many people are seeing and identifying with the pro-environment, anti-business attitudes of Avatar. Now, Scott Brown is a conservative who's pro-business. Avatar is a film that bashes greedy business, the same businesses Scott Brown would support. You understand what I'm saying? It's like the Batman the Dark Knight. Here is a multi-billionaire who takes his money and throws it basically down a rat hole, making up a bat suit, and he has a bat car, and runs around in bat wings and is helping people. This is insanity. This is the definition of insanity. A wealthy man throwing his money into a latrine, basically, trying to help poor people.
So the Dark Knight, you're saying, is also representative of...
Yeah, it's representative of a progressive agenda. The American people embrace that. So Scott Brown doesn't represent the American people. He represents 52% of the people that turned out to vote in Massachusetts. That's what he represents.
All right, 877-876-PHIL. So that's that's Dr. Tarner and his read on Brown and Avatar. Here is Dave in Houston. Dave, you're on the Phil Hendry Show with Dr. Ron Brown. Dr. Ron Tarner, go ahead, please. Ron
Brown. Thank you very much. Thank you, sir.
Ron Brown is a bass
doctor,
player.
Yeah. I don't know how you draw this analogy on this on Scott Brown. I'll tell you what I think. The reason why Scott Brown happened.
It's about the movie Avatar.
The reason he happened.
You see, a lot of people don't see it.
I don't believe it's conservative. I don't believe it's liberal. I believe it's the people that want to see a change in our political environment. I believe what Scott Brown stands for is that Washington needs to change to protect the people. And I believe that he stands for a free market environment, which may include all the large businesses. But in order to protect the people, he wants to take a look at that and make sure that big businesses aren't running over the small guy. As far as that relating to Avatar, there's no way that can relate to Avatar.
That's against the principles of the planet Pandora. That's not if Scott Brown, if he was on the planet. If he was in the movie, he'd be in favor of the bad Marines ripping up the resources, see?
I don't believe that would be the case. I think he would be for having a good big business and having large businesses, all right? But a more businesses that are a little bit more doing things correctly to make sure that they're not running over the little guys. All right, and I'm trust me, I'm a conservative, and I believe in taking care of the environment. But at the same time, we have to look at where we're at in our political standpoint, and we have to make calculated adjustments as to what we're going to do to our environment. And we
if we lived on the planet Pandora, your attitude would destroy our planet.
No. I think we have to take a look at things. All right, but
no,
see, I love
it's
the
a
movie.
Fantasy.
The movie
okay, it's
was
a film.
An excellent movie. But
well, how do you say you love the movie, but you still want to destroy the? You'd kill us all.
Everybody for the underdogs. Okay,
right.
Everybody wants to see a good movie, a good entertainment. But at the same time, we have to come back from the movie because the movie is not real. Okay, we got to deal with
your
real facts.
In your fantasy, you are pro environment and anti business. All right.
Well, that's not exactly what he said.
I'm not anti business, but I'm for responsible business.
Responsible.
Okay?
All right. Thank you very much for your call, sir. 877-876-PHIL. Let's go over to Peter in Massachusetts. Tewksbury, go ahead, Peter. You're on the Phil Hendry Show with Dr. Ron Turner.
I thought it was very illustrative.
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Can you hear me okay?
Can hear you fine.
Okay, great. So, I guess my point is I'm actually from Boston, Massachusetts. I was actually quite involved in the Scott Brown campaign and trying to get this guy elected, and thank God it happened.
Okay.
So what you need to understand, Doctor, is the fact is Avatar is a movie. It's there for entertainment, okay? It's basically a fictional movie that people love.
It is a fictional movie.
Let's put that in perspective. So it's entertainment. So let's define entertainment, and let's define the real world. Okay?
Entertainment is how we would like life to be.
Well, yeah, you know what? Everyone likes lollipops and roses, okay? But let's look at the real world, and let's look at fiction. Okay, big guy? So this is what you need to understand. Okay, we're living in the real world. You progressives live in this fictional lollipop land.
You went to see Avatar, so what do you think? You progressives, you love the movie. You know, your children have loved the movie.
I thought the movie was brilliant, and the reason I went to see it was because of the technical aspects of the movie, the 3D aspects.
Yeah. That's what all you geeks say.
Don't give me the geek thing.
You like the theme of the anti-corporation.
How do you know I don't know how to program a line of C programming
no
in my
one
life.
No one goes to a movie exclusively to see the special effects. They want to see the plot.
That's the only reason I went to see it, young. Who are you? You're like this elitist.
You're a dork.
Nobody went to see it for the special effects.
I didn't say that. You're not confident of that. No, you told me that the reason why you went to see the movie is you like the special effects. I said, well, that makes you a geek. All right.
That's your interpretation. That makes me a geek. I can tell you right now,
a geek to me is
a guy that can program in C, C++, Java. That's a geek. I couldn't do that in my life, okay? I don't know nothing about programming.
There's nothing to be ashamed of, but when you go to see a film like Avatar, pal.
You're just a progressive clown.
You're ashamed you embraced the progressive politics of Avatar.
I'm not ashamed of it at all. I think you're a progressive clown.
So you're the reason why this country is in the shape it's in.
Basically, you're a clown.
All I said was, if you're a dork, you're a dork. You went to see this movie because you like
the
film.
Now you resort to names.
You guys are calling each other names here.
I'm saying that why can't you admit that you embrace the progressive politics of the movie Avatar?
Why can't you embrace the fact that I went to see it because of the technical aspects of it?
I do embrace that, and I say that makes you, by
that makes
definition,
me a, geek, right?
a dork.
So now you
it makes you a dork, yes.
Okay, great. Throw out the name calling, big guy.
Let me jump in here. Why are you calling him a name, doctor?
Who?
This gentleman, you're saying that makes you a dork.
Because I don't buy for one second, and neither does anybody else, that this guy went to see the movie so he could see the groovy special effects. He went to see it because a tear came to his eye when
he
saw
knows
the, you know, the
he
corporate.
He knows everything. You know everything.
You know what I'm saying is true.
You know, Doctor, how do you know? If this man says that he went to see the movie for the special effects, why don't you take him at his word?
Because nobody could be that geeked up. No one could be that geeked up. No, it's impossible.
Is that right? Is that right? Wow, you are so intuitive and so, like, knowledgeable.
Are you?
Boy, I want to hang out with you and have a beer with you because you are so awesome. You clown.
You will admit that you support progressive policies because your conservative friends are listening to you on this show in the other room, aren't they?
I'll tell you what. If you're such a progressive, okay, and you hit the strip, you don't like the strip mining, and you don't like us burning down, cutting down forests and trees.
I like the movie Avatar.
Okay. How about nuclear power? Are you for nuclear power?
Am I for nuclear power? Nuclear power.
Nuclear power has zero influence on the environment. It's zero.
Was it in Avatar?
Zero.
Did they have it in Avatar? Did they have it in Avatar? Is my question.
I don't know. I think they had it in the spaceships.
I don't know what they powered the
spaceships. You're gonna have to.
Again, I didn't pay attention to that.
If they did,
I didn't pay attention to that after the movie.
If they did, then you're in favor of it.
Yes, I am. Look at
really?
That.
Wow. That's.
Yeah.
Okay, if they had a rape, if they had a rape of a young woman, would you be in favor of that too? If that was in the movie,
they had the rape of a young woman. It was symbolic.
Really? So you're in favor of that?
The planet was raped by American corporations. That's the same thing.
Come on, man!
Really?
I mean, this is Peter.
This is Dr. Totter. You're a good man, but you are so geeked up inside.
Really?
Like you're tight. Wow.
Yeah. I'm glad you're able to assess that. Sitting there wherever you are.
Someone's got to tell you. Someone has to tell you.
Do you live with your mother in a cellar somewhere?
Did you ask me, did I live in my mother?
Do you live with your mother? In a cellar.
Do I live in her? No, he said, do I live in her?
No, he didn't. No, he said, do you live with your mother in a cellar?
No, this is the guy that's all so geeked up inside he can't have a normal bowel movement. Not me.
Oh, really?
All right, okay.
Don't give me this progressive. You're the guys that won't admit that you like that.
No, because you guys, pro-Obama. Because you guys cannot hold an argument because you talk out of your, you know what.
Well, I will tell you, we don't hold an argument as well as you're holding on to your turds.
All right, thank you very much. I'm done with that. Thank you very much for your call, sir. Thank you. 877-876-PHIL. Dr. Ron Tarner getting into it there with a caller from Massachusetts on the subject of Avatar, the film. So many people love the movie with its pro-environment, anti-corporation theme. Isn't it true that the American people, therefore, must be far more progressive politically than people think, and that the election of Scott Brown last night or the night before, whenever it was, is a fluke?
Late last night, about a quarter to ten. Yeah, it's a song.
Anyway, 877-876-PHIL, back with our final segment with Dr. Ron Tarner and your phone calls, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Geeked up inside.
Phil Hendry.
Oh, that guy was dorked up.
This is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Say that again.
The last caller, Phil.
But I'm sorry to interrupt you. We're with Dr. Ron Tarner on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. We've been talking about the popularity of the film Avatar and its seeming progressive political point of view, pro-environment, pro-anti-corporation, and its popularity. That, to your mind, Dr. Tarner, that means the American people are far more progressive and liberal politically, so the Scott Brown thing is indicative of nothing.
Yes, sir. That would be my point of view.
Now, you were saying about your aunt?
Yeah, I lived with my aunt for a year last year when I was between jobs. I was going from one of the universities locally at Denver, and I was going to work for the observatory and lived with my aunt who is a very big fan of the Isaac Asimov series. And when she saw the film I, Robot, which I believe starred Will Smith, she didn't commit suicide, but she told me that the film was so bad, she thought of killing herself. Now, you could say, do I live with my mother? No, I don't live with my mother. But what if I did live with my mother, and my mother went and saw Avatar, and then walked out into the world as you and I know it, Phil, and took a smell of the same smells and saw the same things and decided to throw a rope over a beam in the cellar, and all you hear is a creaking sound, and you have to investigate. And what do you see? You see your own mother. So I wish that gentleman had had more sensitivity.
Well, that didn't happen to you, did it?
No, no.
Well, then why would you bring up something so ghoulish?
Because my aunt said she considered killing herself after she saw the Will Smith movie.
Yeah, but that's got nothing to do with Avatar, I, Robot, and it's got nothing to do with our conversation. That's a very ghoulish thing, if you don't mind me saying, Professor.
Well, it's not ghoulish in the context of this man saying, do I live with my mother?
But you don't live with your mother.
But I lived with my aunt, and she had mentioned suicide after seeing that lousy Will Smith movie.
All right, 877-876-PHIL. Let me go on to another phone call here as we talk about Avatar and its popularity. Here is Kenny in Houston. Kenny, you're on the Phil Hendry Show with Dr. Ron Tarner. Go ahead.
Hey, Doc. You know, I'm not trying to be confusing, Phil.
I understand. Go ahead, Kenny.
Yes, sir. Hey, Doc. What I'm having a problem with is the American people have got to the point now that we're becoming more educated. We've been educated over the last year and a half because of President Obama, of the progressive movement. We all are starting to realize what the progressive movement is. This comparison to Avatar, Avatar is a film. We go to see the film for entertainment purposes. We don't go to the film to get our political and world views of what's going on in our life. And if people are depressed
But you didn't go to see Avatar to see the bad guys win. You went to see Avatar to see the good guys win. And the good guys were the pro-environment, anti-corporation space cadets.
Yeah.
See?
And you know what?
Right.
It was very entertaining. You're right. We did go see that.
And you did like their progressive agenda.
No,
you're saying that the
not.
Heroes of the film...
Well, then why were you rooting for them in the movie?
Let me say something about myself. I worked in
Nobby is the good guy. He's one of the blue. The blue people were progressive. Would you agree with that? Yes. And they wanted to destroy the corporation.
All right, let's listen to Kenny. Go ahead, sir.
Okay.
You didn't listen to Kenny. I just laid it out.
Man, this is funny.
What did I say that's wrong? What did I say that's wrong? Are the blue people progressive? Yes, they are.
Let me hear from the gentleman who's calling. Go ahead, Kenny.
Okay. The deal is, he's saying that Scott Brown is a fluke. Well, let me point out America to him, because obviously he's living off in his aunt's basement or wherever and not paying attention to America.
Well, I don't live
Brown,
in my aunt's
now,
basement.
Now, Brown got elected in the golden grail of the Democratic Party in Massachusetts. We haven't had a Republican in office for 30 years in that state. He did not do it just with that state. America, because of Twitter, Facebook, and all of our internet access and our information that we're getting nowadays and becoming more aware of what's going on in our political world. So how did he get $1 million a day from America and not be supported by America?
He got it from a moneyed minority, but the majority of people went to see Avatar, which is anti-corporation. Anti-corporation. The Navi is the good guy, one of the blue people. And
no, we just went to
see it for
entertainment.
You went to see it for entertainment, which means you agreed with the progressive viewpoint of the film.
No, it was visual effects.
Oh, here we go. Here's another geek.
Well, wait a minute. Why do you say geek?
I'm a geek because when I was growing up, I went and seen Aliens.
I'm up to my ears with you dorks.
Why is he a dork?
We're dorks because we don't want to live in a socialistic country. But
you go see a movie that's about socialism.
For all these other people that don't want to work, you want me to give my paycheck by the force of the government and the IRS. You want to take my money and spread it out. You want to spread the wealth. Well, guess what?
You know what
I've
you did
earned
do?
That wealth.
You know what you did do,
you
Kenny? You gave your
you
money. You
wealth.
Gave your money to a progressive like James Cameron with his anti-corporation message in Avatar. You gave your money to him. Oh yeah. Yeah.
Okay, well, all right, I did.
I did.
You know what?
Okay,
I got
look.
My
yeah,
money's
you did.
Worth from him on the film because that's all I gave it to him for was 2.5 hours of entertainment. And you know what? The money
yeah.
I spent for that,
please.
It was well worth that 2.5 hours of entertainment.
Entertainment.
It doesn't have anything to
win.
Do. If you look
entertainment
at the polls,
where the blue people
look,
won. Did the blue people win? Yes. Did you like that? Yes. That means you're progressive. Yes.
Yeah, because the good guy
wham.
Won.
The good,
good guy won.
Who was James Cameron? That's the good guy.
All right. Anyway, thank
okay,
you, Kenny, for your call. Thank you, Dr.
Hey,
Turner. We do have to take a break. I'm sorry. 877-876-PHIL.
Oh, I want to talk to the guy. Where is he?
No, he had to hang up.
What a chip.
Phil Hendry.